A while back, you guys had mentioned something about, you know, thanking a soldier for what they do for our country.
Yes.
And I think it's just important that today, you know, as with any other day, that we all need to take time to do that. I walked up to somebody in the store a while ago and just gave him a big old hug, and he kind of looked at me like I was nuts. And I just told him, you know, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me. And he just looked at me and said, no, I want to thank you for what you've just done to me.
Yeah, no, that is
so,
real cool.
I mean, I don't have anybody personally, but, you know, they're all a part of us. We just need to remember them every day.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance to, you know, fork $5 over and get them lunch, even if it's like at Subway or Good Sense or something, even that simple,
absolutely.
Whatever you can do to show your thanks. No, that's cool.
Absolutely. But I just wanted to throw that in this morning.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. 539-9750 or 238-0975. The numbers, you're up.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on how bad, like, all the drivers are on campus.
At K-State?
Yes, they are horrible.
Yeah, they're just terrible. Some of the parking lots really don't encourage very good driving either, though.
Well, that is,
you know,
true.
I mean,
yesterday they had that conference that they saved, like, 200 parking spots for, and only 50 were filled.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
God.
It was pretty ridiculous. But, I mean, like, I just saw somebody almost get hit. And the person just didn't even care. He just honked. I mean, like, the pedestrian was in the crosswalk.
They honked at the pedestrian?
Yeah, they honked at the pedestrian. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes the pedestrian deserves to get honked at, but usually not so much. People can't drive on campus. What's the problem? Or is it you're just too preoccupied with science or something? I don't know.
You're trying to find a parking spot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know. I just noticed that there are tons of people that almost get hit every day. Like, my friend, she got hit and got flown over the car.
Man.
Like, in the crosswalk, and the person just kept on driving.
Wow.
That's bad.
Well, have you seen lately, have you noticed anybody texting while driving yet? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I'm guilty of that one, but, like...
Are you?
Yeah, I am. But it's a little different because I actually kind of try to pay attention to the road, and I only text while, like, I'm at a stoplight.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a little bit more reasonable. But, you know, when you're in the middle of a sentence, like, oh, I got a great sentence to text, and your thumb can only go so fast, you know?
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
What are you going to do? Well, watch out for those guys when you're walking around then.
Oh, I will.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Stukes in the morning. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? I want to talk about that Air Force drill sergeant that posed for Playboy.
I hadn't heard about that yet.
You didn't see about that?
No.
Oh, my God, I'm in the Army. I totally made the wrong choice.
Well, you should have gone to the Air Force. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah? She's pretty hot, huh?
Oh, yeah. You should pick up this month's issue, man.
Oh, so she's in it right now.
Yeah, she's in it right now. She's getting booted from the Air Force. So I was like, who cares? She's making billions off it, off her picture in there. So, yeah.
So it's a pretty good issue, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's a great issue.
Yeah, whenever I pick up a Playboy, man, I just read the articles.
You know, I usually read the article, too. But when I saw the one about the Air Force girl, I was like, well, I'll take a look at it.
There you go. So a quality issue, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's got your seal of approval?
Oh, yeah, it's got my seal of approval. Power.